I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program. We're always grateful for those who visit with us at the Churches of Christ, and we want you to know you're always warmly welcome. We believe that you'll see New Testament Christianity in action, that you will hear the Word of God in its purity and simplicity without additions of any man-made creed. So we want to invite you, if you have not attended, to be with us at your first opportunity. How wonderful it is to have the Bible. The Bible is indeed the Word of God. It has not come by man, though it came through the agency of man. There is but one Spirit that has written all these words. So it is a delight to have the answers to our needs pertaining to life and godliness, and we welcome you as we study together today. Our questioner today says, does the Spirit go directly to heaven at death? Well, now, this is certainly an important question, and one, I suppose, that is upon the minds of most everyone. It's a subject of absorbing interest to all people, I suppose, because it seems our questions have as many concerning heaven and hell and Hades as any other questions we could have asked. It is one that intrigues the young. They want to know the answers to these things about the dead and where they go and what happens when they die. The middle-aged ponder it with all seriousness, and the old daily wonder about the journey which they soon shall make, and it is a matter about which we can know nothing save what is revealed upon the pages of God's Word. And yet, my friends, isn't it strange that here we find all that needs to be known and all that can be known? The wisest on earth, unaided by divine revelation, have not been able to learn in thousands of years of careful observation and study what a child may discover in the study of the Bible in less than 5 minutes, especially on this vital and fundamental theme. And so as we discuss these things, we do want to deal not with that which is speculation, but what the Bible has to say on the subject. Is it indeed true or false that the Spirit goes directly to heaven at death? The Bible makes it clear that the Spirit does not go directly to heaven at death, regardless of how righteous a man may be, nor does one go directly to hell, regardless of how wicked one may be. Now, I say that, mind you, even though many funeral speakers to say the contrary notwithstanding. For example, on such occasions, it is not unusual to hear such sentiments as these expressed: this individual has now gone into the eternal home of the soul, now enjoys one of those mansions which Jesus went to prepare, now lives in the land of unclouded day. Well, can that be accepted as truth? When I hear sentiments of that nature expressed, I reach one of two conclusions. I know, number one, that the speaker either doesn't know what he is talking about, or else doesn't care, and is trying in some unforeign way to comfort those who are bereaved. I shall show you, my friends, by the clearest reasoning and the most irrefutable evidence, I believe, that one does not go to his eternal state at the moment of death. You remember when our Lord was crucified, on either side was a malefactor, a thief, on the right and on the left? At the first, both of them railed on him, and one of them said unto him, "If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us." But the other, becoming penitent, said, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss." Then in penitence he turned to Jesus with this plea, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Our Lord answered, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Luke 23:43. Now take notice of the fact, please, that Jesus and the penitent thief traveled to paradise on that day. But watch further, please, that 3 mornings later, on the morning of the resurrection, an account of which is found in John 20 and verse 17, when one of the godly women approached him and was about to touch him, Jesus forbade her, saying, "Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto the Father." Now, this makes it clear that Jesus did go to Hades at death, but he did not go to where the Father was in heaven.